This is Tsunami Exclusive Interviews, and today we are at City Sound interviewing one of my favorite guests. Can you introduce yourself?
Hey, everybody. My name is Jay Didit. I am a child of God, a life coach, a mother, a rapper, and a poet, and a podcast host for Thursday Therapies.
Thank you for coming in. Are you from Sacramento?
I'm not from Sacramento, but I've been in Sacramento since 2000, so I'm from Sacramento.
Okay. Where were you born?
I was born in Oklahoma, but I was raised in Quincy, California.
Oh, wow. Does that Oklahoma background or Quincy background influence you to who you are today?
I think it does. I spent 18 of my years there, so definitely Oklahoma. I was born there. My mom moved back here to California, where her family's from, and I lived in Quincy and grew up in Quincy my entire life, from childhood to 18. And I think it has. It's a very, very, very small town, and I couldn't wait to graduate and get out of there and be around a more diverse population.
How was it coming to Sacramento for the first time?
It was awesome. I mean, Sacramento is considered a cow town, but it was, you know, for me, it was fast paced because I came from a small town. So being able to be around a diverse population and be able to grow into who I am, it's been amazing. It was a big culture shock, but I loved it. I loved it.
What age were you? When you
came? I was 18. As soon as I graduated high school, I was out of there. I couldn't wait.
Do you ever go back to visit?
I do. I love bringing my kids back up there. It's Quincy is, I always tell people, it's past Chico, and on the other side of Quincy is Reno. So it's right in between, in the middle of the mountains. And so there's plenty of lakes and rivers and hiking spots. And it's just a good place to bring kids back to really get away from the city life.
For sure. What inspired you to start a therapy podcast?
My own mental health. Like I said, I grew up in a very small town, and it was secluded to a lot of life, you know, and I got into a lot of trouble. I was on probation, and I ended up having to go to therapy then. Back then, I didn't really care for it because it was mandated, but I think it helped guide my life and save my life in some ways, because I knew that once I became an adult, you know, those are the things that I needed to go back to in case I needed help. So, just struggling with life issues in the pandemic, and then after losing my mom, I found myself going down a really dark path. And I'm like, I need help. I need all the help I can get. It just was hitting me hard, even though I felt like I had the tools to navigate myself out of that, because I did do studies in human service and social work and counseling. I definitely felt myself stuck and not knowing really what to do. And, so I started going to other support groups in Sacramento, and of course, taking my own therapy into my own hands and working with multiple therapists and support groups. And I'm like, I really want to be able to advocate for people who really don't know how to navigate the mental health system, or don't know that they have a choice to navigate the mental health system, and to let them know that it's okay to ask for help. And it's difficult in the beginning, but definitely reach out for help. Definitely reach out for help, and don't stop until you find the help that you really need, because it's hard to find a good therapist that fits who you are and what you have going on. So that's why I have Thursday Therapies, is because I want people to know that, just keep looking for help, you know, get the help you need. I went to Cut to the Chase, which was Crown Edition, and it is a therapy group session in a beauty salon, and that helped me out a lot. I went to therapy through insurance, you know, that helped me out. I went to family therapy, and I just am like, find what works for you, and that's what I'd really want to bring the awareness to the Sacramento community, is really just find what works for you in the therapy, you know, whether it's church, whether it's working out, whether it's somatics, you know, whatever you need to do, just find what works for you.
Was there someone who inspired you to go to therapy or talked you into it, or is it just life experiences that pushed you into it?
It was life experiences, really, because growing up, like I said, I grew up in a small town. I didn't have a lot of access to all these resources in Sacramento. And I didn't understand my family dynamic, and I didn't understand the dysfunction behind it. And I couldn't really understand why mine and my mom's relationship was the way it was. And so once I had my daughter, I'm like, I have to figure out what's going on with myself, and I have to push forward and do better. So I started to go to school for human services and social work and counseling and figuring out what my dysfunction was. You know, like, why am I feeling the way I'm feeling? I shouldn't be feeling this way. And I don't want to pass it on to my child. You know, I want to be able to break those cycles and be able to give back to the community. And so that's why I started to study about myself and getting the help that I needed and figuring out why I was feeling the way I was feeling, because I was really feeling depressed and had a lot of anxiety, and I just didn't understand why.
What's your background in education? Like, how much schooling did you go to?
I have an associate degree in human service. I have my bachelor's in social work. I'm working on that. And I've been life coaching. I've worked in the field as case manager, as an independent living facilitator, as a job coach. So I've been since 2008.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It seems like you've really been making an impact on the community.
I'm trying to, you know, one podcast at a time, right?
No, even outside the podcast and like your daily, like your life, you know, what you do, those are all jobs that impact people. You know?
Right. Yeah. Being in the community. And that's part of why I have Thursday Therapies, just trying to bring the community together, you know, and letting the community know that we're all struggling, you know, and going through it, but we can reach out for help. And we do have a community here that will help.
What's a common mental health misconception that you come across?
A common misconception is that, you know, don't tell people your business. Like, they can't be trusted. Like, therapists can't be trusted, and that's not true, you know? And that's definitely still prevalent in a lot of communities, that you don't tell people what's going on with you in the household, and you don't tell people what's going on with your mental, because you're going to get in trouble for it. But it's the complete opposite. If you tell like the doctors or somebody what you're going through, they can guide you to the right path and resources to get the help you need.
For sure. Thank you for answering that.
Yeah.
How has hosting your Thursday's therapy podcast helped with your own mental health?
It's been amazing just being in the community, because I think that being in a community, we need that for our own mental health. So it helps me, because just being creative and being able to give back, it makes me feel so much better, like I have a purpose here on, you know, on this planet. And, you know, before I just was like I said, depression and anxiety really got the best of me, especially after the loss of my mom and grieving. You know, I was in a dark place and I don't want to be here. So now I'm just like, you know, people are depending on me, and I feel like, you know, I want to be able to help other people to be able to be like, you know, if she's getting help, then I can get the help too. Or the guests that I have on, you know, I want them to be able to connect with them and be like, if they're getting help, then I want to get the help too. And so it definitely has impacted my own mental health, and it makes me feel really good on the inside.
How do you balance discussing heavy topics without like burning yourself out? You know?
I have boundaries. Like I said, I went through a dark path, and God has opened my eyes to a lot of things. I still seek therapy, and being able to create is part of what helps me balance. Like, I do music, I've been writing raps and going to open mics, and that really helps me to express what's going on the inside and letting it out, you know, and just being able to treat myself to, you know, a pedicure here or there, or, you know, just going for a walk, really getting exercise and spending time with my kids. It helps out a lot. And being able to show them that I'm making an impact.
How do you make therapy conversations engaging and relatable for your audience?
Just be true and authentic. I just really want them to be true and authentic and to tell their story, you know, because everybody has a different story. Mm-hmm. And so just for people to be able to express what they've been going through and tell their story, that's therapeutic in itself. To be able to release what they went through is therapeutic. And that's why I like to do like poetry and writing my raps, because I'm expressing it and releasing that.
Who are your inspirations when it comes to music and rapping?
Well, I love, of course, you know, music, all types of music, all genres of music. Definitely old school, like I love Tupac and E-40 are my favorite artists, and they speak a lot about the community and the struggles and mental health, and I hear a lot of it now in today's music. Like I was just doing a post with Megan Thee Stallion about, you know, her anxiety issues, and I just love it. It inspires me that people are talking about it more often, and especially in expressing it in their music in hopes to help people, you know, because mental health, it doesn't discriminate.
Who are some artists that you listen to?
Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
While growing up,
Tupac, E-40, Scarface, the Jacka.
What's next for your therapy podcast? Like, what are some big moves that you're looking forward to?
Just interviewing more people in the Sacramento community. I would like to network and get some community leaders on my podcast, and you know, more artists, you know, larger artists, definitely athletes. I would like to get athletes on the podcast and just continue to bring that awareness to the overall community.
Yeah, really trying to bring diversity to your podcast.
Absolutely, absolutely.
If you could collaborate with any other podcaster or, you know, creator, who would it be?
Wow, that's a good question. I actually was just watching a podcast with I can't think of the name right now. You just put me on the spot.
It's probably should have sent you these questions.
Right. No, it's okay. I like Mel Robbins, and she does the Let Them Theory. I haven't read the book yet, but she's a really good podcast host that I like to listen to. And I also just seen a new one with Michelle Obama that I was watching, and it's just a podcast bringing awareness, you know, to life and just discussing, having a discussion on life issues. And I really like that. That would be dope to be on a podcast with her. And the guy's name, I can't think of it right off the top of my head, but I definitely would like to be on a Mel Robbins podcast, or it's gonna come to me. I'll double back.
Are you currently working on anything new as a creative right now? Any new projects, any new songs, anything?
I have a lot of songs that I'm working on right now. I'm actually trying to get into the studio. Probably this Sunday I'll be in the studio working on something. I have a lot of stuff written that I just need to tap into and start putting out. But I just practice a lot at the open mics. And I definitely have been starting a poetry book. I've been bringing all my poetry together. So I'm working on doing that hopefully sometime this year, definitely. And I don't really have any events coming up. I did just do an event at C'est La Soul. I did my first event there, and it was amazing. So I'm going to be probably working with Self-Design Art Gallery and sure, doing a show soon, very soon.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, definitely.
When did you get connected with the poetry community in Sacramento?
It was about this time last year. You know, like I said, I lost my mom. I was in a dark place. And then I just started looking for avenues to get my mind busy and creative and out of the darkness. And so I started to write, and then I went on Eventbrite, and I seen that CSSB was doing open mic or actually it was Freestyle Fridays. Mm-hmm. I came to Freestyle Fridays first, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna try this. And so I tried it, and then I was like, okay, this is fast paced for me, because I wasn't even there yet with the rapping. I just was like, okay, I'll try it though. And then they told me that they had the Poets open mic, and so I came, and I started to come to the open mic on Tuesdays, and just, you know, engaging in poetry and the community and meeting people and linking up. And God was calling me, like, do a podcast. So I started my podcast, and it's just, the community just showed up for me. It's been amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. a lot of people care about mental health these days, and so I think a lot of people are excited to see you put on a platform,
right,
you know, talking about that, you know. I had a question. I forgot what I was going to say. What's your favorite way to reset when you're feeling drained?
I go for a walk. I've been going for a lot of walks. Like, I'll just go outside and then pick a direction and just start walking. I think it's been helping me out a lot. Of course, I get the sunlight and then the body movement. And then I just get to learn about the city more and seeing all the different art around Sacramento and just being in the community. It really helps me.
Right. Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Writing poetry, music has helped me out to be able to really just express my true feelings.
When would you say you wrote your first song?
It was 2023, the end of 2023, October.
Was there something that inspired you to dive into that?
Well, with the loss of my mom, and then I heard Eminem and Miley Cyrus' song. I forget what the song is, like Photos. The name of the song is like Photos or something like that. And I listened to it, and immediately I just went and started writing about my mom. And it just happened in like 10 minutes. I just wrote, and it just flowed so fast. And that's a song that I'm still working on right now, actually, and putting it on in a beat. I'm really, really struggling with it because the loss and just the words that I have in the song, it brings me to tears, a lot of emotion behind it. So it's been hard to finish that song, but that's the first song that I did write. I wrote it as a poem, but it's definitely a song.
Are you looking to drop any songs soon or this year?
Yes, I'm actually working. Like I said, I'll be in the studio this weekend, and I have some songs already that I've been playing around with and sampling. So I definitely am working on an album. I don't have a date yet.
For sure, for sure. We'll be looking forward to it. Do you have any advice for the viewers who are inspired by what you do as a creative?
I just want to advise you to just keep showing up for yourself. I know every day gets difficult, and some days feel like you're not even moving in the right direction, but you just got to be consistent. You got to continue to show up for yourself, because nobody else is going to show up for you. If you want something, you have to keep showing up. You definitely have to keep showing up, and just be gentle with yourself too. Like, if stuff doesn't happen right away, it's okay. You know, because as long as you continue to put the work in, it's going to turn out. Things are going to turn out for the better, because this was just the thought of the podcast. You know, I kept thinking about it. And then I posted on Instagram that, okay, I'm going to do this podcast coming soon. And then it wasn't till months later that I actually did my first episode. So it might not happen right away, but just keep putting in the work, definitely, you know, even on the bad days. It's okay to have a bad day, though. You know, if you don't do something in one day, don't beat yourself up for it, because I know a lot of creatives do that, and they feel like they have to be constantly on the go and constantly creating. It's okay to take a break. You know, I recommend that you take a break. You know, make sure that you're exercising, eating good enough, make sure that, you know, you're sleeping enough, and putting boundaries on yourself and your work. Definitely, because you don't want to get burnt out.
For sure, for sure. One of our last questions, do you have any advice for people who may be mentally struggling with the change of the presidential administration? Like those who are struggling adjusting to new policies, like, you know.
I think my best advice for you is really to seek help, you know, to be able to regulate your emotions and your mind, and try not to dig too deep into the politics. Like, I don't even watch the news. I don't watch the politics on social media. You know, limit that access. I know it's easier said than done, but that type of stuff is triggering. And I know it has affected a lot of people in their lives and their jobs, but I really encourage you just to seek help in trying to manage your own mental health, you know, and not feed too much into what other people have to say, because if people are talking about that stuff, it's constantly going on in your mind and it's triggering. And I try to distance myself from topics like that. Definitely, I try not to have an opinion on topics that have to do with politics, you know, although I do have opinions on politics in my own mind. I just try not to engage in that, because that's like a gossip, and then you're just bringing the topic back up and it's triggering. Mm-hmm. So I just say that really, you know, get help to manage your mental health, and then, you know, try to limit access on what's going on, you know, because there's nothing you can do about it. As an individual, there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, if you did your due diligence and voted and did what you needed to do, and now we are where we are right now, you know, just trying to protect your mental health.
Mm. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast, speaking some of your wisdom for our viewers. And thank you for letting me come on your podcast about a month ago. And that was a really amazing experience.
Yeah, no, thank you. I'm honored to be on this show, this podcast. It's
a show, baby. Man.
It is. It's all a show. It is. It's great. I just really want people to know, you know, check yourself, check your mental health, and really just show up for yourself. Really, you know, nobody's going to come and do it for you. You know, life is hard, and we all are going through shit. But at the same time, we're the only ones who can show up for ourselves.
So where can we find your podcast? Where can we find you on Instagram?
Instagram is jdidit 24, and my Thursday Therapies is on YouTube, Thursday Therapy Podcast.
For sure, for sure.
Yes, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Check yourself, check your mental health.
Thank you.
Good job, Jabari.
Good job, Jabari.